Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Steve, our closing remarks are back as well. What you have for us today?
Here we go. Here's a suggestion. Here's what I came up with for today. A suggestion of something I've learned that has helped me out dramatically in accomplishing my goals and attaining my dreams. I still have things I'm after, still have goals that I've not yet met and dreams that I haven't seen come true yet, but I'm working on them. And I know they will. And I know they will because I have mastered one technique of how to do it. I'm going to share it with you right now. If you are wanting something from God, this is just for spiritual people. If you're not a spiritual person, you can go and do what you want to do right now. Only this is for people who believe in God. When I want something for God, when I'm trying to reach a certain goal or fulfill a dream or attain something, I never go about it without his help. You know, the things that I do on my own, I'm just doing them, you know, like, you know, simple stuff, you know, like make sure I got water in my office so I can drink enough. I can do that, right? But let's say I have an aspiration or a dream that's pretty big, as are most of mine and as should yours be. You should dream as big as you possibly can. You should let your imagination lead you into the life that God has for you. Now, the way to do that is to first of all ask, because the scripture says you have not because you ask not. And then you have to believe. You have to have faith that God can do anything but fail. The third thing you need is a work ethic, an unrelenting work ethic. There is a scripture that says faith without works is dead. So after you ask for this incredible dream or vision or goal that you have, and you put the faith in it, the belief, you got to work, because faith without works is dead. Okay, cool. Now, the best way to accomplish your dreams and gifts, first of all, you should tie it to your goals and gifts, your goals and dreams. You have to tie it to your gift. Everything should be tied to your gift. Now, if you want an airplane or go on special trips, that has nothing to do with your gift. But the route that you're going to get to this goal and to this dream has to be tied to your gift. Okay, now, once you do that and you ask God for something that's impossible, be careful who you share it with, because sharing things from your imagination is not always in your best interest, because your imagination is yours and yours alone. Other people can't see it. They don't see no way how. They just start shooting it down. But when you do ask God for this incredible thing, listen to me. The how-to is none of your business. Let me repeat that. When you ask God for your visions, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, and you believe he'll do it, and you're willing to work as hard as you can to accomplish it, that's all that's required of you. The how-to is none of your business. Get out of the way. The reason there is no scripture that tells us as people to figure it out is because if you're asking God for something so big, you got to leave it up to him. You got to let him handle it. The how-to is not any of your business. The how-to is not up to you. It's up to your faith and your belief in a higher power. Stop tripping on the how-to. It ain't your business. The reason the how-to is not up to you, I have found in my life, is for this reason right here. Because my ways and my understanding is not enough to get me to where I want to go, be, have, and attain. To where I want to go, be, have, and attain. My ways and my understanding is not enough because I'm asking God for something so huge that I don't know how to get it, but I know that he does. You can't even fathom his ways. You can quit tripping. You can save yourself a lot of time. You can't Google his ways. You don't know the route he's going to take. You don't know how he's going to touch certain people's hearts along the way. You don't know how he's going to move people into position to get you exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. You have no idea what God is going to do and how he's going to do it. So why trouble yourself with the how-to? Because it ain't your business. The how-to is not up to you. And the reason it's not up to you is because when you ask for something so great that you absolutely have to have God's help to get it, your ways and understanding is not enough. You won't be able to accomplish it because you can't even fathom his ways. You have no idea how he's going to go about it. You're clueless. You can't move the pieces the way God can. You can't do it, man. As a matter of fact, if you try, you are all in the way. Now you're going to mess it up. You are now blocking the blessing with concerning yourself with the how-to. The how-to is none of your business. You have to ask, believe, and be willing to work your tail off. That's how you accomplish it in life. And the how-to ain't your business. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Steve.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I like
sir.
Those. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.